I used to not like, and this is like horrible to say out loud, but I used to, not for the flavor, but I used to really not like maple syrup.
Hello and welcome to TMG Unfiltered. My name is Devin.
And I'm Catherine.
And together we are two market girls. We run a vegan YouTube channel and a blog. And this is our podcast where we talk about things like veganism, social media, trending topics, and sometimes, maybe more in the future, we get suggestions for podcast episodes. And today...
we got one.
Yes. That's a shout out to Jessica.
You're the best, Jessica.
Long time listener, first time caller. She suggested we talk about foods that we used to hate and now we like.
And how we started liking them. That was part of it, right?
But I think we're also going to talk about the reverse. Maybe foods that we used to like and now we hate.
Yes. Yeah.
Just to, you know.
Just to shake it up a little, you know.
Just talk about food.
And I guess not hate, just like less.
Not eat as much.
Yeah.
So the obvious being meat.
Okay. So how should we start this conversation?
I don't know. What?
What is something you used to not like?
Uh-huh.
And you like now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Coconut.
Yeah.
For sure.
Which I'm baffled that you ever hated coconut.
Well, it was because I always associated coconut with sunscreen. And no, I'm not the only one. Stop laughing at me.
I never associated coconut with sunscreen.
So there's some sunscreens that have like a coconut scent,
right? Yeah,
there's
also some sunscreens that don't have a coconut scent.
Very true. But I just... it was too similar. Like, the smell of sunscreen was too similar to the taste of coconut, to the fact, like, to the point where it's like, am I eating sunscreen or am I eating coconut?
You don't have that. You have bigger problems.
Well, I don't know.
So you like it now. Have you accepted the fact that you like coconut now? Because at first you were kind of on the fence.
Yeah.
When we were doing more coconut recipes, you were on the fence about it.
Yeah. Like, I still think I don't like...
like, it wouldn't be your first choice in things.
Yeah, like, I still don't really... I wouldn't drink a pina colada. Like, that's too much coconut.
That's too much sunscreen for you.
Yeah, that's basically a sunscreen cocktail. Not into it. But a lot of other coconut things or coconut-flavored things I do like now.
Yeah. Well, like, you liked our coconut cookies. The ones with white chocolate on them.
Oh, yeah.
You liked those.
Those were good, yeah.
Didn't you drink coconut-flavored rum?
No. Malibu?
You never did?
Ugh, hated it.
Okay. What else have we made that's coconut? Well, there's coconut granola bars. You really liked those.
Mm-hmm.
The coconut chocolate ones. Mm-hmm. It's always coconut and chocolate.
Well, it's a lot of dessert stuff, usually, that we use coconut for.
Yeah. So, should I start adding coconut to savory things? Like coconut curry? Delicious.
I mean, coconut is used in a lot of curries anyways.
Yeah, coconut milk.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like... the coconut flavor in that recipe or in those types of recipes is pretty subdued.
Yeah, for
sure.
Because
it's way more powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Which is hard to believe because coconut is a powerful flavor.
Is it?
I think so.
I don't.
No?
No.
I think it's pretty strong.
Maybe I just because I like coconut.
I think so.
But I don't think it's that strong of a flavor.
I think it is.
I think you're wrong.
Well.
This is another one of those things. So wait, how did you start to like it? How did you get over your dislike for coconut?
I think I just kept eating it more. Oh, you know what is a weird one that I didn't think I would like, but I'm kind of warming up to like coconut ice creams because...
oh, I love coconut ice creams.
There's a lot of the non-dairy ones.
Are made with coconut.
Yeah. And I used to be like, oh, that's too much coconut. But now I kind of like it. And coconut whipped cream.
Oh, coconut whipped cream.
I like coconut whipped cream,
which
is like just coconut.
So you just like coconut now. Have you ever had just straight up coconut meat?
No.
Oh, you should.
Isn't it flesh? Or is it meat?
I think it's both. Flesh. Either way, it's associated with animals. It's really good, though. You should try that. I like it.
I don't know. But yeah, I think it was just trying it just through the blog mostly because you put it in stuff like, I guess I gotta try it.
Yeah. When I started putting things in and discovered you didn't like coconut, we had a problem almost. Because I love coconut.
Yeah.
Like, I literally have a bag of frozen coconut chunks in my freezer that I eat as a snack.
Although, you know what? I feel like the first step towards liking coconut happened before the blog, before I went vegan, because it was
step one, accept you have a problem.
Coconut, what is it called? Coconut tempura, shrimp tempura, but instead of panko, it's coconut.
Oh,
yeah, it was really good because it was almost like a sweet.
It's coconut crusted shrimp.
Yeah,
that sounds delicious.
It was really good. That's when I first, like, that was basically the only coconut I used to eat.
Oh,
yeah, but obviously because now
it was just too good to say no to.
It was really good. Yeah,
too good to deny. I mean, like, the sunscreen tastes delicious.
Yeah.
So that was your first dabble into coconut, and now you're diving headfirst into coconut.
Yeah
ice cream coconut.
Exactly, coconut. Yeah, eat it, you know. Sometimes I have coconut lotions. Cook with coconut oil is great, you know. Oh,
coconut oil is great, but you don't really taste the coconut in coconut oil.
What?
You taste the coconut in coconut
oil? Oh, okay, actually this is a good question, because in our sugar cookies we used coconut oil.
Okay.
You didn't taste it?
No. Okay. And you shouldn't taste it either. Because the coconut I have, at least the one that I have, is refined coconut oil, which means it doesn't taste like coconut.
No, but the cookies taste different. Because I made them with butter one time instead of coconut.
Uh-huh.
And I liked it.
Well, yeah, they'll taste different than butter taste, but they shouldn't taste like coconut.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because there's coconut taste. Okay, no,
maybe because... But I made them at my house. I don't know if I have that kind of coconut oil.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It might be a different coconut oil used.
I forget where I was going with that point.
But you could taste the coconut.
Yeah, in the cookies.
I think maybe you're just sensitive to coconut.
And maybe you're just in denial.
No, I think you're just
oblivious.
Sensitive to coconut.
Sorry, I meant oblivious.
I think you're just sensitive to coconut. It's like when, remember when we made the pulled jackfruit for a friend of ours? And had shredded carrots in it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like carrots, but there was like no shredded carrots in it. It was like a tiny little bit of it.
Yeah.
And he claimed he could taste the carrots. There's no way. Impossible. Because it was also smothered in barbecue sauce. I think it's just people who are like have these like strong things about like the strong flavors they don't like. They just taste it so much more. Or if you know what's in it, you just say you taste it more. Mm. It's just in your head, right? Mm-hmm. And like I've definitely had done that too, for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of any food that I've hated, and I can't. There's like no food that I hate, like I didn't like.
Really?
I at least nothing that comes to mind. Like all this food that I'm saying that I didn't like is stuff that I just didn't like as much as I do now.
Okay, so name one.
Gravy's probably the closest thing to hate that I eat,
which I can't believe.
I can't believe you didn't like coconut.
I can't believe you. What? It's gravy.
I don't know. It didn't appeal to me ever. First of all, I didn't like most of the stuff that I added. Like, what do you add gravy to? Turkey is everything. Like the prime thing, and mashed potatoes. Uh-huh. I prefer just eat to mashed potatoes on their own. Like, I still don't put gravy on mashed potatoes. I think that's gross.
What?
The only thing I eat gravy on is poutine. Because I don't know. I just like when you put gravy on something, mm-hmm. it no longer tastes like the thing. It literally just tastes like gravy.
What's wrong with that?
Lots of things.
Are you making like bad gravies or something?
No. Well, you've had my gravies. They're delicious, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're great. I think they're delicious.
So what's the problem?
I don't know.
You don't want to taste them. That's what it sounds like.
I do think I like mushroom gravy more than I like meat gravy. Like a lot more.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think I prefer the gravies that aren't as mushroom heavy.
No, I love mushroom gravy, but I also love mushrooms. Yeah. So it's an issue.
Well, no.
But I also, I liked, so like, did you like our miso gravy?
Yeah.
I liked that one, but I still like the mushroom gravy more. Mm. Especially the mushroom gravy blended up when there's no mushroom chunks. So mm-hmm. good. Delicious.
I think gravy's great.
But yeah, poutine is also something I hated, which is like, no, blasphemy what? Because I'm a Canadian.
Yeah.
But I think it's, I hated it because I didn't like gravy.
So it was really just the gravy.
Yeah.
You like the cheese and fries.
Well, it's like also kind of like, it was just kind of gross because the fries would always be soggy and it's just like a mush.
Are we talking about like poutine that you'd get in high school?
Like in the cafeteria?
Because that was some nasty poutine.
That was disgusting poutine. But I don't think it, like I've tried poutine elsewhere. Like other places have poutine that I've tried and I just didn't like it. But I think it was mostly associated with the fact that I didn't like gravy. Mm-hmm. Now I love poutine. Like, I'll eat that shit all day. It's so good.
It still is kind of gross, though.
what it is? Absolutely. Yeah. It's pretty mushy, but I just have accepted the fact and I like it now. I don't know why. There's no, I don't know what I did to get over it. I just suddenly liked poutine.
I don't know.
I had, so it was actually at, I was working a marketing event for a company I used to work for. And the only option, it was like a food truck type thing. Mm-hmm. The only option was vegan poutine mm-hmm. for my food. Only option. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll get it. And I really liked it. That was the first time. The first time I've liked poutine was vegan.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I think all of our Canadian followers are going to hate me. But I love poutine now. Like, I get it pretty much. If it's on the menu, I'm probably going to like, our Big Mac poutine is the most delicious thing. It's so good.
No, that's a good one.
But, like, I don't like the... I think the thing is, I don't like the poutines that are so gravy heavy still. Because then it's just gravy you're eating. It's just gross. I still don't... Maybe I don't like gravy still.
I think that you don't.
Like, I think I like gravy a little bit, but I don't put it on a lot of things. Like, the only thing I eat it on is poutine, basically.
Wait, did you ever like Swiss Chalet's sauce?
I did when I was younger. I don't really like it now.
No, it's pretty gross.
It's gross. Yeah. It's real gross.
Like, it's not gravy, but it's not gravy. It's, like, not really gravy.
Like, salty, but also really sweet, and it's, like, disgusting. I do not like that.
Yeah. No.
It's not good.
It's really weird.
But, yeah, no, poutine I love now. Gravy I still probably, I've learned that I'm on the fence still. Because I would not, like, if there's gravy available and I'm having, like, that's mashed potatoes and, like, some sort of thing that else, what else goes, what else does gravy go on?
Meat.
That's not meat.
Oh, I mean, I'm thinking of, like, gravy when it's in a shepherd's pie.
Gravy in a shepherd's so pie.
Good.
In a shepherd's pie or like on top of a shepherd's pie?
Both. Either.
I never had gravy in shepherd's pie.
No?
No.
So it's just like,
I mean, I to be fair, I haven't had a lot of shepherd's pie.
Wait, do you not like shepherd's pie?
No, I love shepherd's pie. I think shepherd's pie is delicious.
So it's just like a layer of veggies and then
like there's like a creamy sauce with it, but I wouldn't consider it a gravy.
It wasn't a gravy. No. I think
it was more like a milk-based creamy sauce.
Okay, I think no, I had ones that were more gravy sauce. Okay,
no, ours weren't like that.
Oh well.
But yeah, no, but I would never put gravy on mashed potatoes now. That's weird.
That's so sad.
It's not weird because it's normal, but I think it's gross. Like I just, you're taking away, potatoes are so much better than gravy.
I'm not, no, gravy is thebomb.com.
And I'll still never, I'm trying to think, like, yeah, the only thing I have gravy on is poutine.
Which is still potatoes.
So maybe I just like poutine now.
I think you just like french fries.
Yeah, well, no, we've discussed this. French fries are not potatoes.
Oh my god.
They're yes, hardly potatoes.
They are.
No, but now I really want french fries.
Me too, and gravy.
Have you ever been one to put ketchup, poutine, or not poutine, fries and gravy and ketchup?
No.
My mom does that, and I think it's the grossest.
Those are
thing
like
ever.
Two different.
Yeah, they don't belong together,
no,
right?
You're either having ketchup and fries or you're having gravy and fries.
Yeah.
Not both.
Do you ever dip your fries in gravy or is it always your fries just coated in gravy?
I think I would prefer to dip.
So that you can control how
exactly,
much is on the fry.
Yeah.
And
same way
also,
with ketchup.
So that like, it doesn't sit there and get soggy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Exactly.
But yeah, I don't know how I got over my hate for poutine. I just did. Maybe I was in denial when I was younger.
Poutines, maybe.
Yeah, I just, I don't know.
Poutine?
Maybe I like salt more now because poutine's basically pure salt.
And gravy can be pretty salty.
Yeah, it's pure salt basically. Yeah. So maybe I just like salt more now.
Maybe.
Yeah. So that was one thing that I didn't like very much that I like more now
somewhat. I don't know.
Yeah,
not really sure about that. I can prove that, but
have you ever put gravy on like a tofu steak?
No.
I wonder if it would be like
delicious. Probably.
You really like gravy.
I do. Because I don't think I had any gravy at Thanksgiving. Now I'm kind of sad and like really wanting gravy.
Yeah, I don't make gravy unless I'm making it for the blog. Or I'm making
you can make
myself
it for me.
Poutine.
Oh, okay. All right, now, though. Let's move on from gravy.
Okay, yeah.
I got another one.
Okay.
Olives.
Oh my God, I always loved
always?
Olives.
Like your yeah. whole life?
Yeah. Maybe not every single olive. Like I didn't used to like green olives as much as I liked Kalamata olives.
Really?
And like black olives I've always loved. But now I love all olives.
Yeah, no, I did not like olives growing up at
a lot
all.
Of people didn't like
no,
olives.
No, I think it's pretty common. It's something
they're
that
very
you just
salty.
You grow
they're,
into.
Yeah, it's I think it's a very
acquired
yeah.
taste.
But like I've always loved olives.
But I feel like I warmed up to green olives before black olives. Like I still don't really eat black olives.
Oh, I love. I used to have black olives on my tacos all the time.
No, I don't put black olives on like anything.
Really?
No, green olives all the way.
Didn't we put black olives on our taco dip?
We did.
Yeah.
Mm. I was like, why are we doing this?
No, black olives are something I fully associate with tacos.
Well, that's weird.
Why?
I don't would never put.
Because that's the only thing I really eat black olives on. Or in like a pasta salad.
What about like pizza? Mm. No? What about green
I'd
olives on
pizza? I'd rather
green
olives on pizza.
So good.
Yeah.
I had never done that before and then actually had that last night.
I'm oh, like, it's so good.
This is nice.
Yeah. But no, green olives are something I had to get used to. But now I give me all the olives.
Ugh.
I
green
will take
olives
them all.
With like chili flakes are my
I
favorite
love the
thing ever.
Green olives stuffed with jalapenos and garlic.
Delicious.
So good.
Yep.
But Kalamata olives are still my favorite olives, I think. The ones really? In Greek salads, so good. No.
But I still find, like, between most of my friends, I'm one of the only ones that likes olives.
Okay, people need to... What is this shit? Oh, my whole family loves
they're
olives,
They're just not
so.
As evolved as us,
yeah.
you know?
Olives are literally the most delicious thing in the
they're
world.
They're so good.
Yeah. I but if that, you... blows my mind that a lot of people don't like olives because I think they're delicious.
But if you'd asked me like even 2 years ago, I'd probably like, I don't know, I'm still trying to like them. Because I used to like eat an olive every few months and be like, do I like them yet?
You really wanted to like olives. Why?
I don't know, because like everyone ate them. I was like, I don't get it.
But not all your friends.
No, it would be at like family dinners or stuff. You know, there'd be like a plate of olives. I'm like, I don't get it. Let me
so,
try.
Like, I was watching the Story Girls. This was a while ago. And Kelsey doesn't like olives, and she did the same thing where she would just try like what have an olive or like would put olives on something she really likes to try and like do it. And I don't know where it ended up. I kind of stopped watching, but it's interesting that people like olives is one that I see that people really want to like olives, but they don't.
I know.
And I don't understand. That's such a weird area to be in for food. Everyone wants to like you, but a lot of people don't.
Olives must have such an ego. Like, the people that hate me, they just want to love me. They're trying so hard to love me.
I don't know. A good olive bar is like, whew.
Yeah, like, when we started making cheese boards on the blog and we'd have olives on them, that's when I really, like, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm team olive now.
So, I helped you like olives.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so proud of myself.
Sure.
You know, whenever I go to, St. Lawrence Market in Toronto, they have so many olives there, and I like stock up. They're so good.
Delicious.
That's like our like lunch thing. We'll go to St. Lawrence Market in the morning, and then we'll like sit at a picnic table and have like olives and hummus and bread as a meal.
All right, calm down. That's a different episode.
You know, this is where I got it from. It's my parents. They love to eat that way too. But yeah, that's olives are everything.
All right, do you have another food?
I never hated it, but I didn't like it as much as I do now. Mayo. Like, I used to have mayo. I thought it was good, but now I could eat it like in spoonfuls. Like, I love mayo now. Put it on almost everything.
I'm pretty sure when I was like really young, I used to have like mayo sandwiches.
Like just mayo on bread.
I think so.
So gross.
And then for the rest of my life, I did not eat mayo at all.
I understand why.
And now since going vegan, I eat vegan mayo.
I don't
but not
know if it's
like you do.
Yeah. I don't know if it's maybe that I like vegan mayo more because it doesn't like it does taste different.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty similar.
It's very similar.
But I
yeah,
think
but
it's more just I want that flavor with food.
What? Mayo?
Yeah. Like putting it on a sandwich or putting it on a burger
automatically makes it not feel vegan.
It just adds another level of flavor.
Yeah.
That I want.
But see, like, I've literally my boyfriend made a really, really spicy like fried rice once, and he like put way too much hot sauce in it. It was like My mouth was on fire. I literally put like 2 spoonfuls of mayo in it, and it was just this mayo rice concoction to tone down the heat. It was delicious.
Sounds really gross.
I love mayo now.
I'm just like picturing this mayo custard with rice in it.
I go through a lot of mayo.
Yeah?
Lots. Yeah.
Well.
Because like I use mayo for a lot of dips.
Yeah, it's
I use mayo nice on a lot of sandwiches, on a wraps. Like, mayo's great for everything.
It is. As a vegan, I think it's good to have it around, you know?
Yeah. I think it's a very solid thing to have because it doesn't, it also doesn't taste vegan, so.
No.
But yeah, mayo's something, like, I never hated it, but I like it so much more than I used to. Mm-hmm. And that, I don't know what happened there. I just started eating a lot of mayo.
No, yeah, that's.
I also, like, I did like mayo when I was a kid. Like, I used to love tuna sandwiches when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
There was a summer where I literally had that every single day for lunch. Good. I could never do that now because I just can't have the same meal every day. But I don't know. Maybe it's because I like started missing those because I liked them so much as a kid that I got more into mayo and just started adding mayo to everything. Like, I don't know.
Just trying to fill this void in your life.
My tuna void.
You're filling it with mayo.
Is there anything else you have that you didn't like?
I kind of put tofu on the list.
Okay.
Because I didn't like tofu.
Yeah.
Remember when we did that week of going vegan?
Yeah.
I did not like tofu. And I
really?
I think it's because I didn't cook it very well.
Probably.
Didn't really know what I was doing with tofu, which I think is the case with a lot of people.
Yeah. I never had an issue with tofu. I remember my mom used to sneak tofu in like dishes for extra protein. Mm-hmm. And she would have to hide it from my brothers, but I always knew it was in there because I didn't care. Like, mm-hmm. I will still, and I did it when I was younger, eat tofu straight out of the fridge. So.
Yeah. I
like
quite
tofu.
Do that, but.
That's understandable. Oh. Most people don't.
Okay. but now I definitely like it because I've learned like how to cook it, how to make it taste good. Mm-hmm. And like tofu has reached its full potential.
Has it?
Yeah. In
so
my
there's no going up for tofu.
Oh, I'm sure it still could.
Something that I used to hate were figs, and you hate them. You don't like figs right now. Figs and like dates. I really didn't like the two of those things.
Yeah.
Also, like, raisins, I never liked. All those, like, really, like, goopy kind of things.
What about, like, dried cranberries? Are those?
I hated dried fruit when I was a kid.
Love dried cranberries.
But just dried cranberries? Do you like all dried fruit?
Raisins are good. What else? Dried mango is the best.
That's very different than most dried fruit.
It is.
Yeah, I used to hate dried fruit when I was a kid. I still not, like, it's still not a go-to thing for me because I'm just not a fruit person. But I like
still
it a lot.
Still waiting for that one to change.
I like it a lot more than I used to. Dates I love. Love dates. And figs, I think, are the most delicious things ever. And they're so pretty.
I just don't have the desire to eat a date. This just looks like a really big raisin.
It is, basically.
Yeah. And I don't.
But super sweet.
Yeah, maybe it's the texture or something.
It's probably
about it.
The texture still throws me off.
Yeah,
but I do really like the taste of them now.
I don't know.
Like, I'd pick a date over most fruit.
It's like a shriveled up poo.
That's it. All.
I know.
Dried fruit or berries ish thing.
Raisins are like little poops.
Yeah, I used to hate. Oh, that is something else. I used to hate grapes and blueberries. I used to hate blueberries. I love them now. And it was fully a texture thing. Like, I hated the way the blueberries looked on the inside. I hated the way they, like, exploded in your mouth. It was just gross.
Does that mean you didn't like gushers either?
No, I loved gushers.
Well,
loved gushers. Different kind of exploding.
Okay.
I hated blueberries, though. Love them now. Cannot get enough of them now. Absolutely hated them when I was a kid.
And grapes?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why. Grapes I like. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't hate them at all now. They're not my favorite thing in the world still. Blueberries are delicious, though. Love blueberries.
There's a lot of fruit that you're just not crazy about.
Yeah, pretty much all fruit.
Free.
Other than, like, I like banana. Like, I like, I pretty much like every fruit out there, but it's like, I like you. I don't love you.
Oh.
The only fruit that I'll, like, eat a lot of, but even that isn't a lot, is, like, maybe raspberries.
What about mango?
Oh, yeah. No, I eat a lot of mango.
Mango is the best thing
mango
ever.
Mango and watermelon. I eat tons of those two things. The only thing is, fruit is so much more expensive than vegetables.
Yeah, where
and
we
like,
live,
maybe,
especially.
Maybe that's why I don't like them as much, because I've just, like, told myself not to like it, because I just don't want to have to spend the money on fruit.
Because
fruit's expensive.
It is.
So, I don't know. I love mango.
I love
mango
it so
and watermelon
much.
Are like the amazing. Best. But during the winter, I will almost never have fruit.
Well, there's not a lot of good fruit in season here in the winter. So same.
Well, there's like none in season.
Yeah, it's like here. Apples and bananas.
Yeah. I love bananas.
Yeah.
So, certain times. I have the love-hate relationship with bananas. I love banana bread. So good. Delicious.
Banana loaf? Banana bread.
Banana bread.
We were having this debate last week.
We have a lot of debates. And then something else I used to not like very much is dark chocolate.
Oh,
kind of like forced myself to like it because it was like the only chocolate you can have as a vegan until you start getting into more specialty vegan chocolates.
Expensive chocolate.
I love dark chocolate now.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Amazing.
But I definitely didn't like it as much because you just wanted something sweeter. Like when you're going to eat chocolate.
That's to say, like when you think like, oh, I want a chocolate bar or something, you want something sweet and something sugary. Mm-hmm. And dark chocolate is not that.
No. There are some dark chocolates though that are not as bitter.
Yeah, but they're like, it's still, like a weird line.
Yeah.
Like to me, like a dark chocolate is something that's like not really any sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
At least not much.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, dark chocolate I really like now, but that's just because I think I, like, if I wanted chocolate in my life, I had to start liking dark chocolate.
Yeah.
So I just started eating it.
I wouldn't say I love it, but it's fine.
No, I probably eat chocolate every day.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. It's a good life. Anything else you didn't like as a kid?
I should probably just call my parents.
Tell me all the foods I hated.
Like, where do we start? I have some really random ones. That's like the problem.
Mine are all random, too. Gravy and blueberries and mayo.
I don't like pierogies.
Oh, yeah. You're fucked for that.
I still don't like them.
This is weird. You like potatoes, right?
Yeah.
But you don't like pierogies, even though they're like basically pure potato. My boyfriend doesn't like potatoes, but loves pierogies.
Well, one of us here is
what's wrong
freak.
With you people? Yeah, this blows my mind that you don't like pierogies because pierogies are literally God's creation.
I forget why. I feel like maybe I haven't had really good pierogies. I don't know.
You had pierogies here, right?
Yeah.
You didn't like them either. Except don't you say that you'll eat pierogies with salsa? Was that
I've had pierogies with salsa.
Okay.
I don't know. They're just like, it doesn't appeal to me at all.
Mashed potatoes in pasta.
Yeah.
So good. It's literally carb heaven.
Although, what's that pasta that is like that?
What? Gnocchi?
No.
Gnocchi is potato pasta.
Yeah. No, but I'm thinking of the one with meat or the one with cheese.
Oh, ravioli?
Ravioli.
I love ravioli
too much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't like things in pasta.
Apparently.
I loved ravioli as a kid. Not meat ravioli. I love cheese ravioli.
I forget which one. What about Parmesan cheese?
I loved Parmesan. Okay, cheese I loved. I absolutely loved cheese as a kid. And I loved strong cheese. And I loved salty cheese. Like, all cheeses were, like...
So, like, the smell of Parmesan never reminded you of vomit?
No!
Okay, just me then.
I never would have thought of that at all.
Ugh. I used to hate Parmesan.
Why?
I still, like, not crazy
about
it. It
just smells salty to me.
No, I don't know what it was, but
did you like vomit?
Maybe
one time
maybe I had some sort of association going on where
I'm curious if other people think of that, because like to me also like it's like that weird thing where people think cilantro tastes like soap.
Oh yeah,
which I do not get at all. It tastes delicious.
Either.
So like maybe it's just a thing. Maybe some people think Parmesan smells like vomit.
I feel like I'm not the only one.
Well, I mean, strong cheeses. They're like hit or miss with people. Mm-hmm. Like, did you like blue cheese?
I don't think I ever ate a lot of blue cheese. I was probably just grossed out by the fact that it was
blue. Mold.
I was like, no.
I mean, all cheese is mold, but that's going into like, did you have any more that you hated when you were a kid?
Probably, but I can't think
of
them.
Okay. That's going into like the other topic is like, what did you really like that you don't necessarily like as much anymore?
Yeah.
And cheese is one of mine. Only because I think it's just because of the variety that you can get now. I've just like, don't eat it as much anymore because vegan cheese is expensive and it's not the same as regular dairy cheese. So I've just like, and I don't miss it, but like I used to love cheese. I loved strong cheeses, really, really like cheeses that like lingered in your mouth forever were so good.
That's such a weird thing to say.
I love strong cheese. But I don't know. I don't eat a lot of cheese now. Like, really at all.
I wish I ate more cheese.
I don't know. Like, I love the vegan cheese that we have. I think it's delicious.
Yeah.
I just don't eat a lot of it.
I probably don't eat a lot of it just for...
Because of the price?
Yeah. Because of the price.
But like, if the price wasn't a factor...
Pizza has cheese on it.
If the price wasn't a factor...
Yeah.
Then you'd eat cheese a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I just buy that stuff all the time.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't.
Bottomless cheese.
The only cheese that I would ever get for anything is for, like, a charcuterie board.
Oh, yeah, because I want to have one of those, like, at least once a week.
Is that a meal for you? Sorry, I know we're going back
in
time.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah, okay, good. I just want...
Because you can really load that. Those things up with a lot of stuff.
Okay, cool.
And I do. But what was I saying earlier? That my idea of success is being able to afford all the cheese I want.
Yeah. No, yeah. But that is something that I don't eat as much as anymore. I think I've, like, substituted cheeses for a lot. So, like, if I'm looking for something, like, cheese added salt and, like, creaminess to things sometimes. Yeah. Like, I substitute for, like, hummus or mayo now and, like, all this kind of stuff. So.
Of course.
Yeah.
It always comes back to hummus and mayo with you.
If you have to sum up me, it's hummus and mayo. It's probably accurate.
I'm trying to think if there's other things.
That you like less now?
Yeah.
I don't eat as much pasta. It's not necessarily because I don't like it, but I just noticed that I don't eat as much pasta. Like, you see pasta, like, almost every other day when I was a kid.
Pasta is so good.
Pasta is delicious. I just don't, like, I don't remember the last time I had pasta other than had lasagna for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's a really rare circumstance. But, yeah, no, I don't remember the last time I've actually, like, made pasta at home.
I've been making it a few times just because...
It's an easy thing to make.
Yeah, I've been making, like, this buttery, garlicky, creamy... Well, not really creamy, but just, like,
really good. The last pasta I made was with... leftover butternut squash soup. I added some nutritional yeast to it. It made it kind of like a butternut squash mac and cheese. Okay. And it was good.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I feel like I didn't eat a lot of squash growing up.
I don't know. Oh, no, I ate a lot of squash in soups. I ate a lot of soup as a child.
Oh, we know. You like soup. Oh, my goodness. We're not doing an episode on soup.
We need to do an episode on soup. The people want it.
Do they, though?
They do. I think I eat a lot of squash. I've always liked squash. Sweet potatoes. All that stuff. Love it.
I can't think of food right now. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I can... The food that I don't like, I don't think about. So
that's fair. Not that you can't think of food. You just can't think of food you don't like. I'm trying to think of... I mean, I can't look in my fridge. Cause
I have one that I don't like.
What?
I'm just naming foods I don't like.
Yeah,
not that I've made any progress with them. Refried beans.
Oh, love refried beans.
Why?
Oh, they're so good.
They look disgusting.
Doesn't matter. They taste delicious.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. They're beans.
What is the taste that you like?
Beans.
But, like, it's not just beans.
Well, it depends on, like, what's added to them. So, like, there's, like, refried beans that are, like, very smoky and they're really good. And I don't know. I just like refried beans. I don't know how to explain these things. They're delicious. It's beans. It is just the taste of beans.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the look of them that throws
me off. I think
it's
the look.
Probably.
And probably the texture. Because the texture's kind of iffy.
Mm-hmm.
It's mashed up beans.
Yeah. It just looks like stereotypical gross cafeteria food.
Yeah, it looks like the slop and like prison
slop.
Food and
yeah.
Like,
like, no, why would I want
but
that?
It's so good. No, I don't know. I love a lot of food.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of food I don't really like now. Because like even cheese, I love cheese. I just don't eat it a lot.
I think there's a lot of food that I don't like that I'm not thinking about.
Because you just don't think of
and
food.
And if my parents
like.
Listen to this episode, they'd be like, oh my God, Devin.
Like, Devin, you missed
all
everything.
You do is talk about the food you don't like.
So what, think of food that your parents have made or something that you didn't like. Is there anything? I'm trying to think of stuff I don't like, but it's
there's
really
one kind of weird one where I'm like iffy about it, which is enchiladas.
I don't think I've ever actually had a proper enchilada.
What's a proper enchilada?
I don't know. One a Mexican person made?
yeah, there's just something
enchiladas
about-
are like the they're tortilla wrapped and they're like baked with like sauce on them. Yeah. I've never had those. They look delicious.
I don't really like them that much. I kind of have this thing where I don't like a lot of tomato sauce. Ugh. So anything that has like an excess, although lasagna is the exception.
You have a lot of exceptions. I know. In your life.
That's why my parents hate me.
They're like, it doesn't make sense.
Literally, yes, that's what they say. Oh, there's definitely another food that they, when I used to live at home, they try not to make it, or they'd save it for days. They knew I was going to be away.
Because you're annoying. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm going to start making, give me a list of things you don't like, and I'm going to start making all the recipes with it in it.
Okay.
So that I'm just going to force you to like things.
Just talk to my parents.
I'm going to do your parents a service. I'm trying to think if there's something that I don't like. There's not much out there. I'm picturing a grocery store right now.
A lot of the things I'm picturing are things that aren't vegan, so it doesn't even matter.
I really, really don't like, and this has never changed, I just hate it. Ooh. Fennel.
That's the one that tastes like licorice.
Yeah. Oh, black licorice is the most disgusting thing in the world to me. But I've had fennel in dishes that I've liked.
Yeah.
Like, I had fennel at this really expensive restaurant that was the most, one of the most delicious meals I've ever had. But if I go and try and cook anything with fennel, it's so disgusting.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely a strong flavor, right? Ugh,
it's gross.
I have neutral feelings about fennel. I don't eat a lot of it, but sometimes my parents will cook it.
My dad loves fennel.
Really? So he likes black licorice too?
Yeah.
I don't like black licorice.
Hutch likes black licorice too, and I think it's so disgusting.
Of course. That's just like cinnamon hearts.
Give me my cherry licorice. Nibs.
I actually don't really like licorice at all.
Oh.
Yeah, there's
interesting.
One.
Interesting.
Never have.
Wow. You're weird.
No.
No. No, I'm not. I'm not weird. I never used to like, and this doesn't apply to me anymore, but I never used to like turkey, and that never changed. I always hated turkey.
I mean, turkey is so
dry,
boring.
Yeah, it's so like there's boring. You need something on it.
Actually, nothing special about it.
Yeah, you needed some. You need something on it, and gravy. I didn't like gravy, so I avoided turkey at all costs.
I don't really understand why people are so attached to turkey.
It's a symbol.
It's so dumb.
I don't, like, there's people in my life that genuinely like turkey, and I'm like, I don't understand how. Mm-hmm. Like, it literally tastes like nothing.
But, like, why won't people have something other than turkey at Thanksgiving?
Well, people have ham sometimes.
Okay. Anything
and
else?
And ham is so much better than
but,
turkey.
But, like, there's so many other interesting things you could make if you're going to do a big family dinner.
Yeah, I know.
Why do we keep doing turkey? It's like, I even did this thing for Thanksgiving this year. I was like, oh, I can't bring the same thing I brought last year. It's boring. And
but, then, like, people make like, turkey every year.
You guys are eating the same boring food every year. The standards are so low.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, anytime I go for holiday dinners at, like, family's places, they always make me something different every year, which I love. I love that I'm getting something different. But then they always have the same meal.
I know. I don't get it.
I mean, I made lasagna for Thanksgiving this year, and it was delicious.
Oh my god, I challenged my dad to a lasagna cook-off.
You just remembered that?
Yeah. But I said I kind of want to bring Anne-Marie with me.
Can we film that, please? I think that would be great television. Yeah. Do we have any more to say about foods we don't like? I'm trying to think if there's any
definitely
other...
more.
I mean, I really, it's, I don't know if you consider it a food, but I used to drink it a lot. Pop. Always used to drink pop as a kid. I hate it now. I think it's disgusting. I don't know if you consider that a food.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
It's beverage.
Fair. Yeah. I never used to, I mean, pop was always a treat, and I still kind of.
You and your fucking treats.
Treat it as a treat.
No, I still hate it. I think it's disgusting.
Unless it's got whiskey in it, I'm not interested.
Even with whiskey, I'm not interested.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, you know what's something I used to not like as a kid, like, with a strong passion? Orange juice.
What?
Hated orange juice.
That is so random.
Oh, it's so gross.
Why?
I like it more now. I don't love it, but I like it more now. What? I think, I don't know.
I just don't like oranges?
There's a lot of citrus fruit that I don't like. Like, I don't really like grapefruits.
Oh, no.
I don't really like, I will never eat an orange. We'll never eat an orange in its, like, natural
like
thing.
Like, orange slices?
Yeah, no.
What? Mm-hmm. Those are so good.
No. I think it's gross.
Wow.
I don't know. It's just something that just, like, I'm not eating it for sustenance because it's fruit. And I'm not eating it for enjoyment. So I
will
never eat
it. What about for vitamins?
I'll take vitamins. Mm. And there's other vegetables that have those vitamins. Mm. I don't know. I really don't like oranges. I don't like orange juice because it's super sugary.
Okay, I got another one. I kind of touched on this when I talked about sauce, but...
But I like orange-flavored things, so it's
you're weird. Wait.
But, like
chocolate and orange?
No. Oh, it's okay. Disgusting. But, like, if I'll add orange juice into, like, a stir-fry marinade, like, sauce. Okay. Like orange chicken type stuff like that. I'll do that. But just straight-up orange juice is gross.
Wow.
Okay, now,
I don't get that at all. Okay. I don't like when things have, like, chunky tomatoes in them.
Oh, I love that.
Like, a sauce that has chunky... No.
So good.
Ugh.
So good.
I don't like that at all.
So good. So delicious.
Why?
Because it, like, if it doesn't, it fully tastes like baby food. Like, not that I love baby food, too, so. But, like, if it's just, like, fully pureed, it's kind of boring, in my opinion. Like, it varies it up, which I'm surprised is coming from you because you're all about, like, oh, it looks like one thing.
No, I'd be fine if it was other things. It's tomatoes.
Oh.
Like, if it was a tomato sauce that had... That's like weird. Other vegetables chunky in it, that would be fine.
Do you like tomatoes?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Just not
you.
Like that.
That's so weird. Like, I fully used to eat tomatoes as like the way people would eat an apple. I would grab a tomato and just like bite into it. Like, I love tomatoes, so.
Tomatoes are good, but tomatoes are one that a lot of people
don't like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My mom doesn't like tomatoes.
Does she like ketchup?
Yeah. See? Only on certain things, though. But also... Ketchup is not tomatoes. Ketchup
but I'm
is
more
sugar.
Of a, I love tomatoes. Ketchup, I'm kind of like, eh.
Yes, ketchup
I could
is
live
pure
without
sugar,
it.
So.
I could live without ketchup in my life.
No, I like ketchup. This was an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
The orange juice thing, back to that. I don't know how I learned to kind of like orange juice. I think it's just because I was like forced to because Hutch really likes orange juice.
So it was just around
in the house.
So you just kept trying it, like me and olives.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, but I'll never buy orange juice.
No,
I will never willingly buy orange juice. I will never willingly buy oranges unless I'm like using the zest in like something like flavor.
What about like,
or if I'm using the juice in something to flavor it a little bit? But if it's the sole flavor, nope.
What about like orange popsicles?
They're not my favorite. I'll eat them.
Okay.
They're not my favorite.
I mean,
though.
They're more sugar than orange, but still.
Yeah, no. Exactly. It doesn't really, it's like artificial orange.
Yeah.
It's like orange flavored candy. But yeah, no, oranges are something that I, no thanks. Just not my thing.
That's really weird to me.
Why?
I don't know.
You really like orange juice though, don't you?
And oranges.
Yeah, you eat orange slices a lot.
So they're so refreshing.
I disagree. Water is refreshing. Oranges and water are not in the same category.
I don't know. Your feelings about fruit, they upset me.
They upset you greatly?
Yeah.
I also, like, I've had orange juice before, like homemade orange juice, but like stuff added to it. So I've also like juiced lemons and limes and like grapefruit in there. So it's like a mixture of like different citrus stuff like that. But
wait, did you not like Sunny D?
No, I loved Sunny D, but that did not taste like orange juice.
No, I know. It was so delicious.
Pure sugar. I loved Sunny D.
Sunny D's the best.
But I did go through, like, waves with Sunny D. Like, I would love it, and then I'd be like, I'm okay without it. But then I would love it again.
I always loved it.
But Sunny D isn't orange juice, so.
No.
You really like junk food. Yeah. Like, whether or not you eat it or not, you really like junk food.
Yep.
It's so weird. I mean, maybe it's just because you had so little of it growing up.
And I still do. Like, I still try to, like, not have a lot
of
it.
Well, yeah, because, like, I think you having fewer of it when you were younger gave you the discipline not to like it. Like, you've had to eat other things, so you're fine. But I think also you not having it a lot has made you want it more because it's, like, the forbidden fruit type thing. So, like, I used to have a lot more sugary treats than you did.
Maybe, yeah.
And I'm going through a real junk foodie phase right now. But I think overall I'm eating less junk food than I ate when I was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a good chat. It evolved into something completely different.
It did. I feel like I didn't name enough foods, but maybe we'll just have to have a part two.
Yeah, because I think we need to think about this a bit
more. I tried really
hard. Ask our parents.
Yeah, I didn't ask my parents.
I don't know if my mom will be able to tell me anything I didn't like, because again, I don't think there's a lot I didn't like other than oranges, and I don't even think she would know that.
Man, the oranges and the gravy thing. I don't know about you.
I don't get the gravy. I don't get the coconut thing. That's weird to me that you didn't like coconut.
No, I think that's more normal than
in pierogies.
Yeah, whatever.
Who doesn't like pierogies?
I know pierogies are...
Especially, like, did you ever have, like, pierogies, like, pan-fried with bacon and onions and stuff? Oh, it's so good.
No.
Oh, you should try that. It's great.
Well...
Like, you know, vegan bacon, but...
Yeah, I don't know, just...
Oh, it's so good.
So good.
Yeah, no, I love pierogies.
I challenge somebody to find me pierogies that I'll like.
I'll make you pierogies.
You're gonna make them, like, from scratch?
No. I will buy store-bought pierogies and flavor them a little
bit. Well, I don't know if they'll be good enough to sway me, but...
They will.
You're welcome to try.
There's these ones. Have you only ever had potato pierogies?
Probably.
Because there's these ones that I really like to get that are mushroom and sauerkraut.
I think you made them from
pierogies, and they're so
But I'm
good.
Also, like, not a huge fan of sauerkraut.
Ugh.
I don't really get that one yet.
Oh, my God. You have such problems.
People are, like, obsessed with sauerkraut. Sauerkraut at least vegans are.
Sauerkraut is amazing. It's perfect. It's great for your gut health.
Oh, gut health. That'll be an episode, I'm sure.
I have a whole book on it.
It's a big thing now.
Oh, gut health is a very big thing. But no, I love anything pickled or like things like that. I will eat it all day.
All day. It's all day, Winston.
I've never had a pickled egg before. Those look disgusting.
Oh, nasty.
That's another thing I hated as a kid and still hate now. Eggs.
Really?
Yeah, hated eggs. Eggs are disgusting. The only eggs that I would eat as a kid were like the sunny side up eggs that were just pure yolk. Oh, so
eggs are
good.
So delicious. I miss eggs a lot.
I don't.
Well,
at all. I didn't like a lot of breakfast foods.
You just don't really like breakfast.
I used to really not like maple syrup because anytime I would eat it, like I would have it on pancakes, it somehow ended up in my hair. And my hair would get really, really sticky and gross and like clumped together. And I just like didn't eat maple syrup because it would end up in my hair.
Every time I eat maple syrup, it just gets out of hand. I keep having to cut my hair off.
So, like, I didn't eat a lot of maple syrup as a kid because it would just be too messy. I just, like, my hair, I don't know how, but it would always end up in my hair.
Oh, my God, you're so weird.
But, like, nothing to knock maple syrup because it was still delicious.
You just couldn't handle it.
I just couldn't handle it. Yeah.
Oh, that's really weird. Okay, on that note... thank you for the suggestion, Jessica. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
We actually got the suggestion a couple weeks ago, and we spent 2 weeks thinking, and that's all we came up with.
Sorry,
we'll try again. I'll keep thinking about it.
Yeah.
If you do want to send us any more suggestions, you can do that on social. We are at Two Market Girls. That's T-W-O, not the number two. If you want to check out any of our vegan recipes or our blog, we are Two Market Girls on YouTube, and our blog is at twomarketgirls.com. And be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. Let us know if you have any feedback.
Are we doing this right?
It would be really nice if someone would just tell us if they're listening.
Are you out there?
I mean, I guess maybe Jessica's listening.
Is anyone
listening?
If
she recommended the topic.
She better be listening. Jessica, if you're not listening, I'm mad at you.
Okay, that's going to be all for this week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Have some orange juice.
No.